Hey, and welcome to the GCC Youth Podcast. GCC Youth is a student ministry of Gracewood Community Church. We meet every Wednesday evening from 6:45 to 8. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at GCC Youth Lebanon and follow us for the latest on what's happening. We hope you're encouraged by this message and inspired to grow in your faith. Thanks for listening. Now to the message. Good evening, GCC Youth. Hope all of you are doing well tonight. So last week, we finished up the Storyteller series, and if you missed one of those, you can find it here on the podcast. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you'll get notified when new messages are uploaded, and that way you won't miss anything. From time to time, we will do a sort of standalone message to bridge the gap between the series that we do, and so tonight is one of those messages. So have you guys ever seen that movie Inception? It's a crazy movie, right? If you haven't seen it, it's basically a story about this professional thief who's played by Leonardo DiCaprio, who steals information by infiltrating the subconscious minds of his targets. And so instead of breaking into like a person's home or an office or even their computer, he gets the information he needs by getting into the person's mind through their dreams. So part of the plot is that he has to plant this idea into the mind of a CEO in the movie in order to pull off the crime of the century. And it's actually pretty odd. But at one point in the movie, they're able to bend and fold streets like vertically over them, and so things are all upside down and weird. Also odd, but kind of cool how they did it. Life can sometimes feel like that, sometimes, can it? Kind of off and upside down. And maybe you've experienced it too. Like maybe you've been hanging out with your friends like normal, but one of your key friends or the key people in your life has been kind of MIA, missing and in action or busy or in trouble, and now they're on lockdown from their parents, so things just feel different. It's not the same as it is every day. Or maybe things have been kind of thrown off in your schedule at school. You're still going to your classes like normal, but it just feels weird. You don't feel like you know people in your classes like you once did. It just doesn't feel the same. Tonight, we're going to talk about a part of life that has the potential to feel off or just make us feel like life has kind of been turned upside down, like that scene in that movie Inception. And we're talking about divorce tonight. And while we don't talk about divorce a lot, it affects all of us. And statistically, almost half of our families will experience it in one way or another. So whether your parents are happily married, unhappily married, happily divorced, or unhappily divorced, the truth is that if it hasn't affected you directly, divorce has probably, at the very least, affected someone close to you or someone around you. If you've ever been through your parents' divorce or watched aunts or uncles go through it or walked with friends as their parents dealt with it, you know that it can feel a little bit like being in this kind of weird upside-down world. It's like things are fine, but they're actually not fine. It's like everybody seems normal, but they also seem a little different, so things really aren't fine. Maybe for you or your friends, it meant things like splitting time between mom and dad's house. Or maybe living with a single parent, or living with a grandparent, or at a friend's house for a while as things are getting processed and worked on, or going back and forth in your living arrangement. But for something that affects all of us in big ways, it's also something that kind of seems like no big deal, right? What I mean by that is, in a lot of ways, divorce has become so common that it feels strange to make a big deal about it. And this can't be okay. Your parents aren't really talking about their divorce or the divorce of someone else. So why bother talking about it yourself? It rarely shows up in conversations at church. In fact, most of the discussions about divorce are really just about stating the fact that one has happened. But even when most people act like divorce isn't a big deal, isn't there something in you that feels weird about it? Maybe it makes you feel bad or just kind of off, like things are not quite right. Maybe you feel like it is a big deal, even if it's something that happened years ago, even if everybody seems fine now, or even if everyone thinks it was for the better. And so you have to process that. So if you've ever felt that this isn't the way it's supposed to be kind of feeling, let me say this. You're right. Divorce is not God's design for how marriage is supposed to work. If it feels broken or doesn't feel quite right, that's because it is. In Malachi 2:16, God himself says this. He says, "I hate divorce." And there's not much that we see from the Bible that God says he hates, but divorce is one of those things. So if God sees it this way, then we need to understand why he sees it that way. It doesn't make parents who are going through a divorce bad people, and it doesn't make God love them any less. So no matter what your family looks like, I don't want you to get nervous about where this talk is going tonight. This is not about them and the decisions that they made. This talk is actually about you and the effect that divorce has on you or the people around you who are going through it. And not just that, it's about what to do when your family deals with brokenness, however that might look. Because here's the truth. Every family experiences brokenness in one way or another, whether it's divorce or something else entirely. And as a teenager, unfortunately, the bad thing is you typically have little control over it, which can make you feel like you're living in a different dimension. So while the point of today's conversation is divorce, it's really about you and not your parents. And if your parents are still together, what we'll discuss tonight can still relate to how you navigate difficulties with your family and how you navigate brokenness in your life. And here's a big truth. Whenever things change in big ways in your family, whether that's because of divorce or something else, the relationships within your family can change too. For example, maybe you see your parents as people for the first time. Maybe you see them as people for the first time. They always seem like they were stronger than you or had it all together. And a divorce can reveal a side of them and their pain and their anger and their frustration and everything that they're dealing with that maybe you've never seen before. You knew they weren't perfect. You even got frustrated with them. You complained about them. But you never saw a side of them that has come out since divorce that looks like that. And so that's a transition that's hard to adjust to. Another big change could be that maybe your relationship with one of your parents has changed significantly. Maybe you don't see them as much as you did before. Or maybe you don't see one of them much at all. Maybe you see them, but they always bring a new girlfriend or boyfriend along with them. Or maybe they've started to treat you more of a friend, as more of a friend or a buddy that has affected your time together. Maybe you're taking on more responsibility at home because one of them is missing. Without realizing it, you've become the man or you've become the woman of the household, and you're happy to help, but let's face it, that feels upside down, doesn't it? So here's the question. What do you do? How do you respond in those situations? How do you respond in that season of life? Whether your parents' divorce happened a long time ago or just recently, or you're helping a friend navigate it, you've probably noticed that there's no instructional manual for dealing with divorce. And there isn't. In fact, ironically, there are actually more resources for adults going through a divorce than for teens caught in the middle of this decision. And they had no part in making this decision, but it's totally controlling their lives. And it seems unfair. And so knowing what to say or knowing what to do or even how you're supposed to feel can be tricky. So how do you deal with this reality you can't control or you can't escape? Well, to talk about that, we're going to start tonight and look at a passage found in the Old Testament of the Bible. The book of Psalms is a collection of songs, poems, prayers that people wrote down in ancient times. And so we're going to look at Psalm 46. We don't know who wrote this particular poem or whether they ever dealt with something painful in their family, but what they wrote makes you think that they went through something. So I think whatever your family's going through, whether it's divorce-related or not, or some kind of other brokenness in your life, that it can be particularly helpful if your family's in the middle of a tough time right now as you read through this. So it starts by saying, Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. The divorce of your parents, whether it's happening now or happened years ago, is not easy. It's tough. It's a transition. It's change. It's very disruptive. It causes confusion. It's troubling. The bottom line, it's a season of trouble. And listen, you will go through seasons of life. It's important that you understand this. You will go through different seasons of life. Some seasons will be difficult, very hard seasons. And some seasons of your life, you'll feel like you're just floating on cloud nine. But listen, there are seasons. So those things are going to end at some point. Just know that God is with you to help you in the middle of whatever season you're going through. Okay, like the verse says in Psalm 46, He's your refuge, go to Him. He's your strength, that's where you find your strength, no matter what season you're going through. So this Hebrew poem in Psalm lets you know that God cares. He never leaves. He is 100% all the time there for you. So the writer begins the next verse with this word, therefore. And therefore, which simply just means because of this, or now that I've told you this, so now that we know that God is with us in seasons of trouble, what next? It says, therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Think about the word pictures the writer creates here. We've talked about getting pictures of the words when you read the New Testament or you read Jesus' words, like the red letter words. We've talked about getting those pictures in your mind and making a mental picture and snapping it, a mental picture, and put it in your heart. And that's something that was taught to me a long time ago. But think about the word pictures in Psalms. The earth gives way. Maybe divorce has made you feel like the ground is falling away, falling out from under you, and there's nothing steady holding you there anymore. The mountains fall into the sea, it says. Maybe nothing makes sense, and everything that felt solid and safe doesn't feel that way anymore. It says the waters roar and foam. Maybe it's just total chaos, and the noise and the arguing at your house has been as constant as the waves at the ocean just crashing against a beach or crashing against a rock wall or something, and you just don't feel like it's ever going to stop. In the middle of all that, the psalmist says four key words. He says, "We will not fear." In other words, we will not let this outside situation affect our inside sense of peace. You get that? Even though something's going on the outside and it's chaotic and it's constant, it doesn't seem like it's ever going to end, we don't have to let this outside situation affect our inner sense of peace. Even if things are upside down around us, it doesn't have to turn everything upside down in us. Why? Well, remember the beginning of the verse. God is an ever-present help in trouble. He's with you. He can be that steady, constant, right side up to your world when it feels upside down. And so if your family's in the middle of a tough time right now, that might be all that you can process today. And you know what? That is okay. You may be feeling sad because things are so different from the way they used to be. They feel so different. Or maybe you even feel hopeless, like things will never be better. I want to tell you, there is hope, okay? This is where remembering God is with you and God is for you and His love and strength can be incredibly helpful to you in this time. They can be the words that you can hold on to right now to get you through this season in life. If that's you, I'd love for you to consider just writing down this psalm, Psalm 46:1. Maybe put it on a little index card and carry it around with you. Put it on your phone and your notes or something like that. If you can, memorize it. He loves you and He's always there for you. And even when you don't feel like it, that's still who He is. And if that's all you can hold on to today, then hold on tightly. But maybe divorce for you has been a reality for a long time. Or maybe you've been listening this whole time thinking about a friend who's going through a divorce with their parents' divorce. While things don't feel like total chaos for you, there are still lots of questions that you maybe have about what you're supposed to say, who's at fault, how to keep everybody happy when people want different things, and you're caught in the middle of it. And because every family is different, the answers to those questions might look different for all of us. But thankfully, God offers some practical advice that'll be helpful no matter what our situation. And so in this case, His wisdom is found in a letter that's written by the Apostle Paul. Paul wrote a letter to an early church made up of ethnically diverse people. They were trying to figure out how to live together. And this letter has a community focus. But a tight community can function a lot like a family, and like any family, there were problems. Listen to what Paul says, Romans 12:17-18. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Now, that's not easy at all, is it? Don't repay anyone evil for evil. What's the first thing that you think about doing when someone does something bad to you? Revenge, right? Getting back at them. Look at the phrase in the middle of the verse, though. As far as it depends on you, live at peace. In other words, you take responsibility for what you can control, and that's you. And with the responsibility and control that you have over you, do your best to live at peace with people. Do right in their eyes. Treat them well. You might not be able to create peace between your parents, but you can fight for peace between you and your dad by treating him well, okay? You may not be able to change your mom's living circumstances, but you can create more peace in her life with kind words that you say to her. You might not be able to change how your brothers or your sisters feel about what's happening. They might feel hurt, but you can choose to be a refuge for them, a safe, kind, peaceful person for them, a haven for them. In fact, if your parents aren't going through a divorce, the advice is the same. You can always control how you treat people. So as far as it depends on you, no matter what your family looks like, choose peace, choose kindness, choose love whenever you can. Think of it this way. When it comes to your family, peace is always possible. Here's the reality. Even if your parents get divorced, you're still a family. Your mom will always be your mom. Your dad will always be your dad. And if your parents remain married forever, you'll still be dealing with messiness and pain. Why? Well, because all families are messy. All families are messy. We all have things that we deal with, but you can still have peace in the middle of this messiness. So what does that look like? Well, it starts by figuring out what is God's job and what is your job, okay? Find out what is God's job and what is yours. God's job is to comfort and guide, okay? His job is to comfort and guide. He is always that ever-present help in time of need, just like the psalm said. Anytime we deal with pain, it's always a temptation to find some kind of coping mechanism that provides kind of a short-term fix but doesn't ultimately help us in the long run. Things maybe like binging on Netflix or eating to numb the pain or feelings or taking up dangerous habits like alcohol or something like that. They can make the pain go away for a little while, but ultimately they create more pain. So instead of numbing, take that pain to God and allow Him to be a comfort and a guide to you. Pray and ask Him for His help. He's ready to help you. Okay, so that's God's job, which is to comfort and guide. Your job is to honor and forgive. Remember, your parents are actual human beings. They're not programmed robots. They're going to make mistakes. They're going to get their feelings hurt. And if they're going through a divorce or they have in the past, it's undoubtedly painful for them. So they're going to have emotions and they're going to be going through these things. They're going to be learning how to navigate this change as well. But as far as it depends on you, be kind to them. Whether you know the whole story or not, as much as you can, offer them grace and forgiveness. Here's what I know. All families are tough. All families are messy. A family going through divorce is one that's particularly difficult. But here's what I also know. It is worth it to fight for peace in your relationship with them. So as you think about your family or your friend's family, peace might feel impossible. I get that. But never forget that God has a history of bringing peace to impossible situations. This isn't the first storm that He's calmed. It's not His first rodeo. He's not knocked off the throne by these circumstances. He is ever present. He is fixed. He is faithful, and He is sure. He is the sure thing you can count on. And it's not the first time He's taught someone to be at peace in the middle of it. So receive the peace that He has for you in His Word. And when it comes to your family, ask Him to show you how to fight for peace, because when it comes to your family, peace is always possible. And I just want to say that if you've ever been impacted by divorce or brokenness of any kind, and you're still in the middle of dealing with that, maybe within your family or someone that you know, we want to help you. We want to pray with you. There are leaders in this room who can pray with you and can pray with you anytime. You can DM us on social media, whatever you use. Send us a message. Let us know, hey, I'm just really struggling. I need some help. Would you pray for me? Absolutely. We will pray for you. And even though you might not feel like it right now, just know that we're here for you and you can come to us anytime for help. Let's pray. God, we come to you and we thank you so much for teaching us that peace is possible in the hard things, in the hard, messy circumstances of life. And life is messy, and we understand that. And we just ask that you would be with us as we go through these areas of brokenness in our life, whether it's a divorce or whether it's another area of brokenness, that you would be with us. And we do rely on you for our ever-present help in a time of trouble that we go through, just as your word says in Psalm 46, God. We thank you for the ability to lean on others. We thank you that we can come together. We don't have to navigate this thing alone. We have you. We have others who will pray with us, God. And I pray for each person in this room that if they're going through anything, that they would know that you are there with them. If they just take that away today, that's the only thing they take away, is that you are with them, then that is absolutely fine. And that they would find strength and they find refuge and find peace in you, and that they could extend that peace to their family. No matter what the circumstances are, even though it's hard at times, they can extend that peace to their own family. We thank you for your Holy Spirit that's with us to guide us and to give us wisdom of how to navigate the difficult times that happen in our lives, whether it's a divorce, whether it's just another area of brokenness in our families or in our own hearts or in our own lives, God. We thank you for that. We can always rely on you. We love you. It's in your name we pray. Amen.